Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my Energy of Success series. All right, now we're at step three. Create an I am statement that makes it clear what you're aiming to create and who you are becoming in the process. So it's an I am statement. So you're going to do this in your journal. It's a rough draft, the statement in your journal. And then you might want to even type it up and put it up somewhere or write it on a post-it or put it on the wallpaper of your phone or put it up as a reminder, put it in your phone as a reminder where it pops up every hour. But essentially, it's an I am statement. And there's great power in the I am statements through the traditions. You've heard about I am statements. Oh my gosh, I can't think of it right now. I'm gonna look it up while we're I'm gonna do that thing where I look something up. I am. Who is the teacher? I am book. There's a teacher that that was like it's I think it's the I am discourses. It might be. Let's see. I am discourses. Who is this? Yeah, Saint Germain. Saint Germain, spiritual, very spiritual, metaphysical. Saint Germain, the I am discourses. So there's great power in I am statements. Brilliant power in I am statements. So you make this I am statement to yourself, and you really make it, right? You really, really make it. And in the I am statement, what you're doing is you are forming in your mind what you're creating within you, right? What you're creating in your life. And you are starting the becoming process, right? So if it could be, here's some examples. I am a six-figure business owner. I am an A-list actor. I am a best-selling author. I am a multi-million dollar real estate investor. I am a happy wife. I am a homeowner. I am a fit, healthy, lean, strong person. I am wealthy. So you're going to take on the identity, essentially, of what you are creating. And that again lays the foundation for your success. So I had a client recently, we did some identity work, and she really wanted to take on the identity of, of being healthy and fit and losing some weight. And so she started in like, I am this weight, right? And I am healthy and fit, and I am doing it in a way that makes sense to me. And she said that she easily and effortlessly lost 20 pounds. And I believe it's because she took on the identity. The way we are conditioned to approach this process is we do a bunch of stuff, and then somewhere, somehow, we get to finally say we are a success, right? No, you're to declare your success first. You embody the energy of that which you want first, and then everything flows from there. So instead of like, okay, I'm overweight and out of shape and my health isn't great, and so I'm going to start working out and eating better, and hopefully somewhere, somehow, I'll become healthy, fit, and lean. No, you start the journey with I am healthy, fit, lean, right? Or you start the journey with I'm a best-selling author, because from there, then you make different decisions. You make decisions like a successful person. You move, you act, you think like a successful person. And then you're not waiting for some outside force to deem you successful. You're not waiting for something to tell you that it's okay to be who you always wanted to be, right? I will say, when I started my book business, the romance fiction, I wish I had done something like this, because I did spend a lot of time chasing some validation, And I used, you know, whether it was reviews or sales or my dynamic with the teams I formed. Because, you know, for a book, I've said this before, I have to build a team, you know, that they, you know, editing, book cover, proofing, sometimes formatting. And so I gauge whether the project was going to be a success based on, without even really being conscious of it, if the dynamics between the people I was working with was good. Now, if I had already said I'm a success, A, I would have drawn to me different people, and B, I would have made choices and decisions from the confidence of already being the thing. So that is why you want to develop an I am statement, where you take on the identity of that which aligns with your desired result. So if it's, I am the director of marketing for a nonprofit in Columbus, Ohio. Wow, you just set yourself up to succeed. So if somebody shows up and says, hey, I got this opportunity in Florida, you're like, no, I already know who I am. If somebody shows up and says, I've got this opportunity to be a director of a food company, you're like, no, I already know who I am, right? And then you can stay focused on that. Then you can start using some law of attraction techniques. You know, in this instance of the job, you could write up your own business card, right? And visualize that, yes, this is in fact your business card. You can write out your own offer letter, right? You know, if it's being a best-selling author, you know, you could make an imaginary bestseller list and put your name and book title and even make up a mock cover at the top, right? And you visualize that as so. So the I am statement really lets you lock into what you are ultimately going to become by becoming it now. And then you can start to use all the fun little law of attraction techniques to support you in creating that and believing that and knowing that to be true. Yeah. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are ready to be your version of success, then I would love to support you. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And please like, subscribe, review this podcast. It helps with the algorithm. And I thank you in advance for that. All right, I'll be back with step 4. Thank you for listening. Take care.